Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Probably True, stories of queer life and even queerer sex. Please be aware that this podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
I don't know if you've noticed, but my rhythm's been a bit off recently. I don't mean during sexy times. Although I have found that memory foam mattresses are a pain to shag on. They're lovely to sleep on, sure, but when it comes timed for the tender congress between two people who are very much in love, and the three random horny strangers they found on the internet, memory foam isn't great. There's no bounce, no pushback, and everyone knows it's not gay if you don't push back. Once, I remember going on holiday, and after plonking all my stuff in my room, I went out exploring whatever city this was, I can't remember. Part of the exploring involved chatting up a lovely young man in a bar nearby, who very kindly offered to come back and help me unpack. Or maybe he said unload. Doesn't matter, his English wasn't great. It didn't need to be. So we got back to the room, lots of passionate smooching, pulling off of clothes, rolling against walls and all of that kind of thing, stumbling towards the bed and then just thump. It was like trying to make out on a marshmallow, which was kind of fun and very relaxing for the appetizers and the amuse-bouche portion of the evening. And who doesn't love amusing a bouche? But when we got around to the main course, it just got difficult. There was me, trying my best, but none of my moves were landing properly because they're all used to having some kind of rebound. It's like playing basketball on a beach. It doesn't matter how fit and practiced your players are, or what tactics you use, or how inflated your ball is, you're just not going to be able to dribble. You thought I was going to make a gross joke there, didn't you? Sometimes it's fun to not go for the low-hanging fruit. Although I do enjoy a fruit who hangs low. Anyway, you can't get any kind of good rhythm going if the bed underneath you both is designed to absorb all of the momentum. This is actually a great excuse for being a crap shag, I suppose. I'm sorry I disappointed you last night, but it's not my fault. You clearly care more about getting a good night's sleep than you do 10 minutes adequate diddling from me. So really, this is on you. This is your fault that I'm so bad in bed. Back when I was young and thought there was a possibility I might own my own house in the future, I used to say I'd have a lovely big soft bed for sleeping in and another for the sexing on. This also gets around the problem of someone having to sleep in the wet patch, which was another example of my younger self assuming that someone else would stick around long enough to fall asleep. How naive I was. I'm lonely. Anyway, it's a poor workman who blames his tools. If the bed's no good, get on the sofa, or up against the wall, or invest in a sling if that's your idea of a good time and you don't mind faffing about setting the thing up beforehand. Or a trampoline, although, actually, do be careful. If you get too carried away on a trampoline, there's a very real possibility of bouncing away from each other at an inopportune moment and then not being able to stop yourself coming in too hot on re-entry, as it were. That was a fun trip to the hospital. I think it's a general rule of life that more than one person on a trampoline or a bouncy castle at any one time is pretty much a guarantee of things ending in blood, or at least a severe bruising and someone walking funny for a week. Not that it's not good to shake things up a bit, you don't have to stick to a single rhythm all the way through. Hey baby, I'm feeling sexy, how about you slip into something slinky while I get the metronome going and we get down to some 100 beats per minute fun times. 120 beats per minute. Oh, you saucy minx. Part of the fun can be changing up the speeds and the intensity a bit. You know, if you're used to long, sexy sessions of sensual syncope, then why not try something different, like a fast and filthy fuck? It keeps your opponent on their toes. I like to make sure they're paying attention and not sneakily trying to check their Apple Watch over your shoulder to see if they've got any new messages. Not the time, bitter. Anyway. What was I talking about? Off my rhythm a bit. Yes, I meant the podcast more than any jiggery-pokery. As always, these little moments we share, I like to make sure that I'm firing the thickest, gooeyest, most flavourful ropes of audio jizz into your waiting ear holes, so I hope you won't mind that some weeks it's been a bit of a struggle to knock one out. With that in mind, I'm going to go on my usual break between seasons. I'm going to do the creative equivalent of rehydrating myself and opening another bottle of lube so I can come back refreshed and ready to go. I'll be back in the new year with more of this. And in the meantime, I'm working on another live show and some other bits and bobs. So stay tuned, follow me on the socials, join the Discord server so we can look at memes together and chat shit occasionally. And if you want some exclusive content, then come support me on Patreon, patreon.com/probablytrue. I will put all the links to all of those places in the show notes. It would be lovely to see you and to hang out more. And if you'd like to do me a favour that doesn't involve money, then please share your favourite episodes of the podcast with as many people as possible. Shove it down their throats, slap them around the face with it, whatever they're into. Or if you've already done that and they're bored of you talking about me, leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you can leave reviews for this shit. Because I would be very, very appreciative if you did. You know what I mean. Until then, stay safe, don't be a dick, look after those around you, and remember that we are none of us alone. Fuckety bye. I love you.
That was Probably True, the multi-award-winning storytelling podcast created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you like what you heard and you want me to keep doing it, you can support the show at patreon.com/probablytrue.
We're queer.
We're geeks.
We're queeks.
Superheroes, Star Wars,
Broadway, Drag Race.
So if you're super gay,
super nerdy,
or anything in between, listen to Queeks today.
Wherever fine podcasts are sold.
And find us on Instagram at Queeks Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.